advice that was given. You know, a bottle with a plastic nipple on it. That was advanced. The baby has its own crib in its own room. And in those days, after the war, children were not left with the mother right away. They were separated. But a lot of very, very abusive things happened. Very subtle, but, you know, quite out of the norm of what has carried through the generations from human society across the board. And so in the end, Dr. Spock, he put it, you know, with his head, at least with a humble heart, he said, I contributed to the spoiled rats generation, where everything's handed to like on a silver platter and gold. So, you know, we all want the best for our children, but we also don't want them to be spoiled. Right? That's really important. So, you know, this verse touches on that somewhat. Not to get yourself spoiled or to spoil others. Fortunately, Nalakuvar and Lanigrave, they got into contact with the great soul. That doesn't happen to everybody. Not everybody makes contact with saints. So if you do, consider yourself extremely fortunate. Like in the case of these two personalities. Now, mind you, they had to stay for a very long time as trees. There was some punishment involved. But in the end, it was kind of a nice thing. If a great devotee curses you, then it turns into a benediction. Like some people, they will go to a sadhu, oh, Maharajji, please help us that we'll become rich. You know, or please help us with this material circumstance or that material circumstance. But the sadhu may say the opposite. I curse you that you'll never be spoiled by material wealth. And of course, for the person who's put in the request, you know, but you know, and it's hard to see in the beginning that this may be a bad thing. In the end, it might turn out to be a very good thing. That's why we take up tapasya, austerity. It's for the ultimate good. You know, those of you who walked the last 2 days, you weren't going there for fame. Now, the newspaper came along and put your name picture in the paper. You did it because you know, you understood it was a little hard on the body, but the austerity is good. And after all, I'll be doing it with other Vaishnavas. And we're there, you know, the saints come marching in. How I want to be in that number. The one the saints come marching in. Come marching in. I felt like we were in army yesterday. But a good one. Chitin is army. So Krishna, he likes these humble situations. He relishes it. If it's good for him, it can be good for us. Now Krishna can do the things. He can kill someone. He won't get any karma. We kill someone, won't get any karma. Krishna can play a humble role, and he'll get the benefit of the relationship. And when we play a humble role, we don't get any bad karma. So just think of it like that. Where do you imitate Krishna and where do you not imitate him? These are the considerations. You're trying to imitate God and say, I'll have 16,108 girlfriends. Good luck. Okay, you're a bodybuilder. You like to lift weights. Can you lift a hill? Good luck. Okay? And then Prabhupada gives the example. Shiva smokes ganja. I can smoke ganja too. Yeah, but you can use a small ocean of poison. Like, do you want to drink the water in the water box in the day? And can you come out transcendental? Will you have a blue line across your neck? you're going to die. So, you know, you cannot imitate everyone. But yet, that's kind of like what we tend to do. We tend to mirror someone, some icon. You know, some famous character. I like Napoleon, so I'm going to like this. No, maybe he was chanting Japa. Maybe he had a bean bag behind his shirt. Maybe that's very powerful. Okay, so yes. So we need to know where we, you know, when it comes to follow Mahajanam Yinakapa Sampanta, following the footsteps. You know, follow the humble. Don't follow the arrogant. Follow where you can get some benefit. And everyone should be able to fit into that benefit. You do what's benevolent. Fit into benevolence. Do what's good. And I think most people have a good sense of what's good and what's cool and what's not cool. Most people have that sense about them. But some people, they determine what's good and what's not good based on ego kind of pieces. What's good for my ego? But ego must be crushed. It will be eventually. If you don't work on it yourself, someone else will do it for you. It's bound to happen. And you can hold your head high with your arrogant head, but everyone has to fall down and do dandavats. It's called death. You might be face up or face down, it doesn't matter, or face sideways. But you're doing them once. Yet you're straight. You're, many people they just end up like a stick. Dunda. Like a stick. So Hiranyakashipu was not going to take it from Vishnu until Vishnu came. And he laid him out flat. You know, across his lap. Because he didn't agree to do it himself. So that's what's going to happen to everybody. We'll all be in the horizontal position. And so you might as well practice it now. Might as well do it now. Begin. And so acts of humility. Serving each other. Do you think it's good just to serve Krishna and be in the void? Well, take it a little step further to serve the other Vaishnavas. Because this is kind of an easy one to do, in a sense. Because everyone's looking at me. I'm being very good. When you go out of your way to please somebody else, then I'm a fool. And that's, after all, our philosophy. Krishna's pleased when you serve as devotee. And what about the non-devotee? Well, they are devotees too. You would serve them as by giving them a shadow, giving a book, encouraging them in spiritual life. And in some cases, they're resisting. Well, just make friends with them. Because in that case, that guy's a really nice guy. What makes him tick? Maybe he didn't say anything about Krishna. I mean, you got regular clothes on because of the circumstance. He's a really nice guy. I want to find out more about him. Hey man, what makes you tick? And then you start to open up. You know, and that's a big part of our devotional life. You know, when you kill people with kindness, be kind. I mean, not that we believe in his philosophy, but the Dalai Lama said, my religion is kindness. Kindness is my religion. Of course, it's not his idea. He just said it once. We learned that from Prabhupada. That's our real dharma, to be kind. And being kind to the different kind of members of the community, because everybody said, this young guy, how can I be kind to him? Why can't I be kind to him? Because I have a little more experience, I think. By encouraging him in Krishna consciousness in a certain way, and I'll speak a certain language that he'll understand. How can I be kind to, say, the Matajis? Well, I will not be familiar with you. I will respect you in a certain way, as a sister, as a mother. And about my male friends, those who are my age, how I can chum with them in a certain way. And those who are younger, you got a bright 22-year-old guy, he's just about ready to get married or whatever, 25. I'll communicate with him, I'll be kind to him in another kind of way. You know, what about outside? I'm hearing birds. Can I be nice to them? Well, don't disturb them. Maybe you can feed them. Let them be. Right? There's all kinds of relationships out there that we need to recognize them. And they all have, there's a whole particular kind of kindness, kind of an approach to each and every one of those different, I'll say, layers, different kinds of living entities. So that's Krishna consciousness. One of my favorite verses from the Bhagavad Gita is Vidyavanaya Sampane Brahmane Gavashini Shuni Jayavishma Bhagavata Pandi Sampana Sadarshina Pandita Samadarshina Pandit. A real enlightened soul is one who has darshan, who sees with equal vision someone that a dog and a dog eater and a Brahmin was very opposite to a dog eater, and that an elephant and a cow, they were all the same. Spirits can be all the same, different habits. But they're all to be seen as some divine entity connected to Krishna. So we don't have to have such strong discrimination. We just have to be very warm with folks. So here we see Krishna's warmth being demonstrated. He's speaking directly. Two young men, they're very rich, and I don't have anything really to do with them. Because they're equal, they're caught up in their own little world. But my devotee Narada has reached them. And so I must help them too. Isn't that amazing? Krishna's following what the devotee's doing. Not the other way around. My devotee is gracious to these people. I'm also gracious to them. Krishna proves to be the follower sometimes. Perhaps all the time. He's definitely our helper. Chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita. Desham evan kam bhagatam aham agyam jam jam maha nashiyam yam mabhavastu gyana dipi in abhasvata. Said, I am in the heart of everyone. And I am, and people, there's a darkness there. But I will light up their life. So he's kind. He does that. He goes out of his way. He's busy. He's got a good scene going on up in his world. But he doesn't have to bother. We say, I don't need to bother with you people, with your nonsense. But because somebody like Prabhupada came, and then therefore Krishna's saying, I must deliver them. That's the pact. That's the arrangement. So some things to think about. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Any questions or comments? We've been going out for an hour.
Maharaj, we're talking about kindness, and we have to be kind to people. But sometimes it's sort of hard when you're in a situation, let's say when you're driving and someone cuts you off, or someone, there's a negativity or nastiness coming at you. Mm-hmm. How can we process that? Because our first reaction is to
defend.
Why?
Or to react and curse.
Yeah.
And
yell back, or you know.
Yeah. Sometimes it's kind to tell someone that they're doing well. You're being kind. So not that you mean absolutely wrong. You just have to be careful of your choice of words. I don't know why some people like to use four-letter words, and the best one is to use Rama. So, you know, yeah, sometimes kindness. You know, you're the hungry tiger. So I'll be kind to you, come give you a nice big kiss. Because, you know, the way to be kind to him is just stay away. Right? Keep your distance. Mm. Kindness doesn't always mean hugging, embracing. Sometimes it means keeping away. Because just by your being in front of someone, you might aggravate them and agitate them. So, you know, you want to do them a favor. Again, different approaches. Different ways to utilize kindness. But that's a good example, because people are in their cars. And, you know, it's lack of etiquette there. You know, sometimes you want to remind people that they're not doing the right thing. Like when I was in Guyana, we did a padyatra, and one of the devotees tossed an empty plastic bottle in the canal while we were having padyatra. And I was not going to tolerate it. I was not going to tolerate it. That plastic that doesn't break down for hundreds of years or however long, and polluting the water, making it like an eyesore for everybody. And how many more bottles will that attract? And this is a devotee sheep, right? That's not kind. So I thought I was being kind to say, you know, I came up, I wanted to know, who was that? Who tossed that in there? Because I was so kind of on fire that nobody wants to reveal themselves. You know, I said, you know, the place where I come from, you can't do that. Just can't do that. And this happened some years ago. I stayed at a place in Jaipur with a godfather. He was handicapped. But it was one of my first times to India and first visits. And I always have such a high opinion about people from India. I expect everyone to be like a sadhu or a religious, knowing better. So there was this guy, he was an army fatigue. He was like with the forces. And he was at the veranda, he was smoking a cigarette. And I think it was the too much sun I was exposed to. I was very cranky and grouchy. And I said, I pulled it out of his mouth and I tossed it out. Shame on you. Shame. You're wasting your money on this. You should save this money. You're married then? You know, you should use this money for your kids. Shame on you. You're destroying your inside your body. So, here's this Westerner, you know, this bullying Westerner doctor, and he goes, oh, I won't smoke anymore. And this year in Mayapur, I thought I was being kind. And then this year in Mayapur, I was really irritated with all the scooters. I was really upset. I said, just tell the Prabhupada had in mind. So whenever a devotee would come, you know, on a scooter, it was male or female, it didn't matter. Especially with the males, I'd get on their case. And I go, shame. Shame on you, O world. And, you know, they expect all the Maharajas to be nice. But I thought I was being nice. Because there's lots of kids over there. Well, there's going to be an accident one day. And we don't need the pollution. We need the noise. We don't need pilgrims to come and get the wrong idea about us, that we're just hot rodders. We're road warriors. We don't need that. So I made an issue about it. You know? And then there was this one devotee, you know, he came to me with a smile and said, should be ashamed of yourself. You're lazy or something? This is the holy town. You know, this is a place of pilgrimage. People are coming from all over the world to experiencing peace, and you're destroying it for them. She realized these things are dangerous. And the guy just kind of cowered. And then another person came up with a smart bear, stopped her right in front. You too. And it was going on every day, like every minute. There's somebody going by in a scooter. And one person said, I'm part of the ministry, Maharaj. And I just, ministry. I'm part of the ministry too. And I'm walking. I'm twice your age. So what's the problem for you? You know, so in Ohio they have this organization called MAD, M-A-D-D. That means Mothers Against Drunken Drivers. So we set up, it's not official, we started MAD Men. We started our own organization, myself, some of the brahmacharis I was with. Started something called MAD Men. And it stands for Mayapur Against Driving Motorized Engines. Now. And so I sent a petition. And anyways, we thought we were being kind. Sorry for to trail off a little bit. But there's certain things that are just not right. Not justice. No. There's kids all over the place. Oh, God, it's unfathomable, you know, how we live. This is what Prabhupada had in mind for the spiritual world. And it was Prabhupada who did drive the scooter, Prabhupada told us to stop it. So we have some examples. Anyways, Hare Krishna. Any other questions about kindness or?
My question also is almost the same, but the situation is a little different. How can a devotee remain kind to a non-devotee who possesses many good qualities which can help him to prove to be, you know, a good devotee?
And you're at 50%. You want to use this mic?
He doesn't take the path, he doesn't accept the chances, the opportunity, and remain obstinately non-devotee and material. So in this situation, how can a devotee continue being calm and remain affectionate and not being disturbed, upset?
Not be disturbed.
And upset.
Okay, yes.